This is Narrow News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for June 1st, 2011. I'm Jim Campbell, subbing in this week with abbreviated AeroCrash coverage as Paul Plack takes a well-deserved break from the usual insanity hereabouts at ANN. Scott A. Ernest has been named the new president and CEO of Cessna. Joining the company after 29 years at GE, the appointment was announced Tuesday. Ernest will report to Textron Chairman and CEO Scott Donnelly and succeeds Jack Pelton, whose retirement from the company was announced on May 2nd. Ernest joins Textron as a 29-year veteran of General Electric Company, where he most recently served as VP and General Manager, Global Supply Chain for GE Aviation, a solid $16 billion leading provider of jet engines, components, and integrated systems for commercial and military aircraft. Welcome to the GA biz, Scott. Well, the world is filled with interesting people and a few nutballs. Shots were fired at a parked Grumman Albatross at Deer Valley Airport near Phoenix early Sunday, and a local resident is under arrest, charged with aggravated DUI and felony flight. The suspect is 26-year-old Randon Reed, and you really need to check the online part of ANN to see what may be this year's weirdest mugshot. The shots were fired near the airport about 01:30 local time Sunday, and they were heard by police officers on routine patrol. The police saw a vehicle speeding away, gave chase, and when the officers tried to pull Reed over, he refused to stop. Later located at his home and taken into custody, we understand the Albatross was reportedly damaged by the gunfire. A study sparked by a 2008 FAA report indicates that the Atlanta area is badly in need of a new reliever airport. Yeah, no kidding. But has found that there is basically no place to put such a facility. Again, no kidding. The study conducted by the Atlanta Airport Authority and funded largely by the FAA found no suitable location for a second large commercial airport within a 100-mile radius of downtown Atlanta. The study focused on 29 sites, and while 8 were identified as being compatible with such an airport, each would be confronted by insurmountable environmental or airspace challenges, according to the study. Gyroplanes, helicopters, powered parachutes, sport, and GA aircraft. Oh my! They're all heading for Mentone, Indiana this summer. It's been called the world's greatest rotorcraft event, and we can't disagree. It takes place August 2nd through 6th for the 49th Annual Convention of the Popular Rotorcraft Association, and is a rare opportunity to see these unique flying machines, talk to the pilots, builders, kit manufacturers, and of course, see the critters fly. The rotorcraft will range from simple open-frame ultralight gyroplanes and helicopters to multi-seat enclosed cross-country rotorcraft. Take our word for it, folks. You really need to see this for yourself. We did. We're going back. It was a cool event. You can find full versions of these stories and much more in text form at aero-news.net. And while Paul's away, we'll keep you updated via these daily touch-and-go AeroCast from here through Friday. We'll be back on a normal schedule come Monday, June 6th. In the meantime, I'm Jim Campbell. Thanks for putting up with me, so far anyway. Now go out and fly something, okay?